Okay, last week we started Siman Vav. Sif Aleph is a long sif, and there's not a single machlokes in it. It's very unusual for Shulchan Aruch. Sif Aleph were the rules of a kayin, who he's not allowed to marry. And as you know, he's not allowed to marry, the Torah says, three people, right? Zayna, Chalala, and Grusha, he's not allowed to marry. And the Rabbanan said also a Chalutza, he's not allowed to marry. And we also know a fifth person he's not allowed to marry is a Geiris, but that's included in Zayna, which we're going to see why later. Why would a Geiris automatically be called a Zayna? So that itself means that's
right.
So the rule of Zayna is a woman, a single girl who has znus with someone she's not allowed to marry.
Not that much.
Sifches, Ezehu Zayna. Ezehu Zayna. We got the Sifches.
Some guy, it's okay.
I don't know if it's okay, but you don't become possible to a guy. You know, there's no psukuna of this znus with a Jewish man. A Zayna is someone who has thus with someone that they're prohibited to marry. It doesn't matter. Neither doesn't make sense. You know, Zayna only relations with someone you're not allowed to marry. Okay, so Sif Aleph. So I want to review the Beis Shmos two kolos. Okay, in Sif Aleph, a lot of it was pretty predictable. I mean, there weren't big chidushim in Sif Aleph. It just basically said what it says in the Chumash, but elaborated a little bit. The Ramah was the chiddush. The Ramah said that even if there's a reyach get, meaning a get l'chumra, she's also aser. Again, it wasn't a machlaikis, but even if there's a reyach get, then there's an issue. Now, reyach get is the thing that tshuvas are written about. The rest of the sif, nothing much to write about. She's also, there's nothing to talk about. A reyach get, a get l'chumra, does come up. I mentioned that when people have a civil marriage, we're knowing to do a get l'chumra because of the shittas that hold you need a get maker adin. And also, tshuvas talk about people who had a marriage of convenience, because they wanted to have legal residence in certain places, or as recent as the 20th century, people who wanted to get into the United States. If you're married to an American, you can come into the country. So they had, now for the most part, they just did a civil marriage. But there are tshuvas about people who did a chuppah and kedushin. The Rav was not willing to sign a document that they're married unless they did a kedushin and a chuppah, and then they did a get. So the question is, it's like bad news. These ladies, they're going to be aser. So the Beis Shmuel in Gimel had two conditions, and two conditions were exceptions for most cases. He said in Sifkot and Gimel, only the most important point, Dafkim HaBezdin Hishtrichu Get, only if the get was sort of forced by Bezdin. And in the beginning he said Dafka B'Mishudeches, Dafka, that they talked about marriage. In other words, if somebody just came to the rabbi and said, you know, I have to marry an American woman to get into the country, so he went out in the street like you look for a Shabbos guy, so he went out looking for a lady that's willing to just marry him for a few minutes, and so that's not a Mishudeches. There's no shidduch there. There's no relationship. So, basically, there are two exceptions. Mishudeches, which is an exception for a marriage of convenience, where they just want to get into the country. And only if Bezdin forced you, which is an exception for a civil marriage. Somebody had a civil marriage and became Baal Tshuva, and then just left his wife, and the Chumra needed a get. Now he wants to marry a Kayin. Now he's from, he wants to marry a Kayin. So that's a second exception. So this Beis Shmuel takes the, and I say it in a nice way, it takes the agony out of the Ramah. The Ramah says, a Bichumra, then if you have a get l'chumra, you also to a Kayin, and that causes a lot of problems of people who don't really need a get, but they're being machmir to do a get, and then they find out that they lose, that if they end up wanting to marry a kayin, they're out the door. So this Beis Shmuel pretty much resolves the issue. So this is, that's Sif Aleph. And we'll deal with the next Yusifim, but at least for now, most of the cases that come up are here within Sif Aleph. Of course, the most difficult is when you have Bali Tshuva, a married couple, and the woman is a grusha from a previous marriage, and now they become from, and the man's a kayin, and she's a grusha. That makes for a lot of agmas nefesh, and makes for problems. I didn't get in my path. It didn't cross my path too often. Once I remember a young lady who was engaged. She's a balas tshuva. He's a bal tshuva. They were already engaged at a chasna date. And they were looking through photographs of family pictures in his house, and there was a picture of a matseva of his grandfather, great grandfather, I don't know which one, and it looked like hands of a kayin on top of the matseva. Yeah. That's what it looked like. And she asked her palm what to do. And what I remember is it was a cemetery near Scranton. He called the yeshiva and asked the yeshiva to send some boys out to get a clearer picture of the matseva, if it's correct, and they did. And the matseva, I think, clearly said that he's a kayin. And Rapam told her to break the engagement. She had no choice. So the story had a happy ending. You know, she broke the engagement. She went to Eretz Yisrael. She wanted to get away after it was heartbreaking. And eventually Rapam told me, remember that kala? She got engaged in Eretz Yisrael. So hopefully she's living happily ever after. I don't think she made the same mistake twice. Probably before she got engaged, she's probably said, can I see a picture of Yezaydis Matseva, please? And okay, that's the only time it crossed my path to my recollection at the moment.
Is the condition Tosfos know if they got married, a Kohen and a...
Yes, the rule is Kedushin Tosfos B'chayve Lavin. It's a klal you should know that all marital relations are divided between Isurei Karis and non-Isurei Karis. Some are Lavim and some are... One is an Asay. Which one is an Asay? Okay, Gadol. Right? Yishim Sulayikach is an Asay. All is Alois Asays. And some are Karis, some are not Karis. We paskin that Karis is... that only Isurei Karis create Mamzerim, not Isurei Lavim. And only Yisurei Karis Kedushin Anat Taifis. Tali Zeb is that. Rabbi Kiva holds not that way. Rabbi Kiva Shita and Shas is Ein Kedushin Taifis in the Chayvei Lavin. And Yesh Mamzer may Yisurei Lavin, which would be a big problem. I think Rabbi Kiva Shita is that if someone's Bayal Anida, the child's a Mamzer, which would be a disaster. If we pass on Rabbi Kiva, it would be a disaster today in the Jewish world. It could be almost no Balei Tshuva, because if they don't keep Taras HaMishpacha, according to Rabbi Kiva, you know, fortunately, nobody passed on Rabbi Kiva, and we passed in Mamzeris is only Mechayve Karis.
Okay? Without Nida, with the exception of Nida.
Nida is called Chayve Lavin, because it's not the Karis is not for the Erva, it's even a wife who's a Nida, it's not an Yisrael.
So your case, you said
we
got married.
What?
That case that you had they really got married?
You would also have to get
divorced.
You still have to separate because there's no suffix. By suffix, Grush is one thing. It was a Vaday. It's a Vaday Zayna. She had no suffix.
What happened to our children?
The children are Ksherim because the children are not Kayanim. The children of a Kayan who married a Grush have a din of Yisrael. They get an Aliyah like Yisrael and they have all din of Yisrael. What? So the father loses his kahuna, but he can get it back if he divorces her. He gets it back. Okay, so this is the rundown of Sif Aleph. Now, if I can just digress, the one kasha I had last week had to do with suffix chalutza. Very rare to have a there aren't that many chalutzas today anyway, but they're very rare to have a suffix chalutza. A suffix chalutza is a suffix drabbana. So it said here in this sif that a Suffolk Chalutza is allowed to stay married to her husband because it's a Suffolk Rabbana Lakula. Suffolk Chalutza. So I asked you last week that that's a Suffolk Rabbana and is Galgul the Suffolk Dairaisa. It's kind of a question that bothered me very much. I've been asking around about it to different Tamei Nechama I come in touch with. And so it's very hard to understand. The rule of Suffolk Dereisa that changes to Derabanan is every time you have a pot in which you cooked treif, Suffolk treif. It's a Suffolk Dereisa, the pot is treif. If you wait 24 hours, it becomes a Derabanan. So now it should be Suffolk Derabanan. But we don't say that. We say it's a Suffolk Dereisa, that's this galgel that turned into a Suffolk Derabanan. The main problem with Suffolk Chalutza, what's a Suffolk Chalutza? There are a few examples. One example is that she had a baby that died within 30 days. It's a question if the baby was a Bar Kayama who died or not. It's a Suffolk if you need Chalutza. Or if the her...
Maybe she had a Suffolk get. Maybe she had a Suffolk get.
Or a Suffolk get, or a Suffolk Kedushin. Okay. Suffolk Ger, Suffolk Kedushin, Suffolk Brother, all these cases. So in all those cases, when her husband died, she was a Suffolk Dereisa. She's a Yavam Lashuk. If a man dies and it's a Suffolk, if the wife needs Chalitza, that's a Suffolk Dereisa. It's a Yavam Lashuk. So after she gets Chalitza, it turns into a Suffolk Derabanan if she's allowed to marry a Kayin. It sounds very much like a Derabanan that comes from a Dereisa. Very hard to make a chilek between them. So someone suggested, Talmud Chacham this week suggested the following teretz to me. He said, when you have a bli in a pot ben yaymai, it's going to turn into a ena ben yaymai. It's the same bli in the pot. He says, when her husband dies, and she's suffik chayim and chalitza, at that moment, she's not asa to a kayim. There's no isurei kohuna. And she can marry a kohen, she's a Yavam Lashuk. But let's say she doesn't get chalitza, and then the brother dies. She's mutter to a kohen. The chalitza creates, the issa chalitza l'kohen gets created after the deraisa goes away. Now she only becomes a chalitza after the chalitza, when the deraisa pops off and the drabanan kicks in. So maybe that's not called nizgalgel because it comes later. That's a chilek. I have no proof that the chilek is true, but okay. Let's move on to Sif Beis. We still have one other discussion. We discussed Reach Ger. We have to talk later about Reach Gerus. Okay, a ger is asked to a kayin. Sometimes you have, like you can have a get lachomra, you have gerus lachomra. So we're going to come back. We'll come back to discuss that. Let's move on to Sif Beis. Sif Beis is a totally theory could come up, but it really never comes up. A katana shamiyan ababayla. A katana who doesn't want her husband. Unfortunately, we have a lot of gedolos that don't want their husbands. But katana, we don't have kedusha katana. Now, what are katana shamiyan ababayla? She got married by
brother.
Okay, the common mistake, which you're not making, is that people think if the father marries off a katana, she can get out of it when she's at 12. No, that's not true. If a father marries off a child, she is married. She's married in a Torah. She miyun doesn't work. She needs a full-fledged get. And she's a grusha deraisa afterwards. This is not talking about a katana. This is talking about does not her father married her off, but when her brother or her mother married her off. So that is a Durabanan. The Durabanan is such a thing as they're married. Why did Durabanan make such a takana? Because women were hefker in the ancient world, where there was very little protection for women who came from families, especially Yosaima, and she was prey to all kinds of things in the world. So Chazal said that you're allowed to marry off a mother and a brother. Midrabanan are allowed to marry off their child. Now, the Rabbanu were not happy about this. But it says later in Simei Kufnun Hei, the Rabbanu said fathers should never marry off their child. He's a father, you should take care of your daughter. In the case of Ketana She'ein La'av, so Chazal said, L'chadchila yesh lebezen lizar shaloi la'asiyya yisai mektana. And they should not marry off a katana unless there's a sense that she's happy with it. That she's happy with the shidduch. But where it's going to come in debiya, where she's unhappy with it, of course, a person should not do that. And therefore, you can't marry off. So this is shagur b'pi hakayel. A father, a mother, and a brother could do it. But not know. Is the Shita Saramba. The Rambam Shita is that even a Ketana Yisayma herself, when she's a Gia Laputa, when she has Das after 6 or 7 or 8 years old, that she could marry herself off, the Rambam Shita is, as a Ketana, and do Miyun later. It's the Rambam Shita, and Simin Kufnun Hei Siv Beis, Yeshayimrim, the Chosek Shinisis Ladas Acheha V'ima. That's the sheet of first sheet. The second sheet there is that a ketana who accepts kedushin for herself, she's a yisayma. Ketana yisayma who accepts kedushin, that she also needs to have miyun. So these are cases of miyun.
Isn't that true by yisayma that she would be?
When the father married her off once, and she got divorced from that marriage, so the father la yuchal big day bar. Once he sold her once, he can't do it again. So yisayme b'chayavia, right? She could be an amana, right? She could be an amana. So what's it do with miyun? Is she also to a kayin? So listen to what it says. Ketana Shemiyana Bebaila, the Ketana who did miyun to her husband, Muteres Lekayin. So she doesn't become Asa to a Kayin. Now she's not a Zayna because the man was Mutter to her. She's not a Zayna. She's not a Psula. She can't marry Kayin Gadol. But she's Mutter to a Kayin. Vimnasa la get. If the husband gave her a get. Now why would he give a get if miyun is good enough?
He wants to stay.
Yeah. If he wants out and she doesn't want to do miyun, so then he would give her a get.
Because that makes her a grushin.
So that would make her a grushin. But is that a grushin tairaisa? No, because she wasn't married minatayra. So listen to what it says here. Interesting. It says, Im nasan la get asura, im achar, kshinasan la get, zero miyana boy. Hear what's going on? She wants to stay. The husband says, I'll give you a get. He gives her a get. She says, oh yeah? I don't want to be married to you. So now she's me and Aboy Muteres. What's the logic to that? After she got the get, she's asa to a kayin, and then she does miyun. It's like a riddle. How can you have a woman that's asura to a kayin, and then she becomes mutter to the kayin?
She's still a grusha to a woman, though, even on top of it.
That's not what it says here.
It says,
I'll tell you in a second. So I'll answer you why in a minute. Just one more punchline to this. Muteres l'kayin, shamiyun mevatel get. That's the line. Miyun of a ketana up to 12 years, she doesn't have to be 12, it's not like a ger. The ger cotton has to back out when he hits 13. Miyun could be any time after putas, after she has das, which is somewhere between 6 and 10 years old, till 12, she could do miyun. So here, she did miyun. So what's the lashon? Miyun mevatel get. Miyun is mevatel the get of the ketana. What? Mevatel everything, the kedushin and the get of good. This is la'acher. It's more complicated. She's very busy before she's 12. She got married, had a get, did a miyun, and now got married again. So here the case is like this. She got married, did a get, asur l'kayin. Now she does miyun to the first husband. It's good news. She didn't. Got married to a second man, and now did miyun to him, Yesh Mishayim Yeshu Materis L'Kayim. No, it's me unto a second man. Why does that matter at the Grusha of the first? Doesn't make sense. What? It's not like the first one. So look at the Taz. The Taz brings, because it's really a sugi in the Gemara. Taz Gimel is basically bringing a synopsis of the Gemara. The Taz Gimel, I'm actually not going to get Shemiya Bevat Laget, Pirish. Bali Aleha Diktanahi. But get bottle. She reveals to the world she's a ketana. The get is bottle. I'm reading the Gemara. This is what it says. Davka Marisha Shigir Shech Zero Miyana Mahani Zeha Miyun Levatel Haget. And for the Gemara, he says, it's Davka Miyun to the first one. Mishum Hachim, this is Lacher Achari Haget Umeis Muteres Larishin. Then Kamazag Rishasai. If he gives a get and you marry someone else, it's Mazag Rishasai. He says if she did miyun, so the miyun is mevatel to get, and she could go back to the first one. All it is, imagine, before 12 years old, after a third wedding. There's no mazik rishasa, it's not rishasa. Because it's like mevatel mefreya. Avo, im achar I get, this is la achar. Umiyun abai, loy mahani yamin azel, levatel I get, nishara adayin gerusha, vasura laza larisha, and kidim mazik rishasa. He's saying miyun to the second one, doesn't help for the first one, hatam. The davka miyun didei mahani. Avaloi miyun dechavre. The timer, the miyun mahani dechavre chashina b'tayach. Why should miyun help? So he says the reason. Because the get is really not a get d'iraisa. Chashina b'tayach shabakeres arisha b'rimizu zeha u'krisu seha sham yirmezal abay lo ba'ay detachas hasheni shetamoyin bay. You hear what he's saying? Really, it should work. It's a separate chashash to Rabbana. She's married to number one. She got a get. And she's married now to number two. Now she got a get Bakarcha, so she really is interested in the first husband. So Vachayshish, while she's married to the second one, that she's still Makeres in the Ramazim of the first one. She's going to flirt together. She's going to flirt after her first husband. Chazal Vachayshish for it. So they told her, you got a get from the first one. It's all over. You can't go back to him. If he did miyun, we're not chayshish that she's the one that wanted out. We're not chayshish she's going to go back and play around with the first one. But if you got to get, so we're chayshish she's going to go back. Chashina b'tesha mekeres arishim v'sev kritzusel shimer zaleh abaylo boi de tachas hasheni shetimoy boi. Does want to say come back to me v'taz alike even shuai evesai say he shahi it should be I have esai say. Rakshi Grusha Bakarcha. Mashaika Bibiyun Diday. Shuraya she sana isai. Mashaika which she did miya. And everyone you see that she doesn't like him. That's what it says in the Gemara. The Gemara is not talking about a kayin. Gemara is talking only from the Gemara it's clear that the etzem, the get is not a get. And she could go back to the first one. The only reason we're answering is because we're afraid that when she marries the second one, she'll flirt with the first husband. What about a kayin? Because of a Rambam. The Rambam says, Gamlin yikuhu na yesh chilik. The Rambam says that whatever the Gemara says about mazigurushasai, that she can't go back to him, it's a get, applies to kuhuna too. Dimir ebrishin a get, but umateris b'kayin. Umiyadachalei mahari nishola grusha vasur l'kayin. And the Torah Hikshalav, the Torah argues, and he says that, no, it's not true, the get is not a get. Bishvama tazal arishin, yesh letam lechilig zeh, kumash zacharnu, shlo yav arishin lefataisa, shteisim inashen v'miyun. He says, but linya kuhuna, why should the get be a get? It's not a real get. So that's the time of this yesh oimrim here in the Ramah, that holds that the Shulchan Aruch that she's muteres l'kayin, even though she got a get from the first and miyun from the second, and alsmazu grusha, so she can't go back to the first. But the Torah sheet is no, the get's not a get. He only said she can go back to the first because of this chashash of when she's married to the second, she'll play around with the first. But be'etzem, the get's not a get.
Can you be mokzi mamon from a get that's rabbanon?
What do you mean by Maitzi
Bavin? Like, you know, when you do the get, you have to, the Baal has to give the wife
Ksuba.
So, if it's a Drabanan...
Yeah, but who gets... who gets the Ksuba, though? Or, but by Ketana, the Ksuba goes to the father, Kosos Narel Avia. But there's no father, I suppose it would go to her. I don't know how exactly it would work with
Ketana. Until she gets to be
I guess what you do with any money in that part. Okay. Now, if she does Mion, she doesn't get a Ksuba, right? It's only if he's the one being the Garish her that she gets a Ksuba. Okay, so this is Sif Beis. Yeah. Well, the tourist, what he was saying is that it's not a get, it's definitely not a get that raisa. It's a get on a non-kedushin.
If the husband wants to leave her, he has to cure the get.
I guess so. He married her midrabanan. So the saying is a get on a miyun is not a get lagavi kuna. That's what it's saying. Yeah, it's funny. You really have a case where, like I said, you can have a case where she's asatokaya and then she becomes mutter. She had a get from a ketana had a get, she's also to a kohen, she's a grusha. And later she does miyun, she can become mutter. Obviously, by 12, this would end. It's not open-ended. When she turns 12, she can't do miyun anymore. And so it wouldn't come. All right, this stuff doesn't come up, Baruch Hashem. You know, we had 25 years ago this fellow who said he was a kaddish's ketana, remember? There was a fight, there was a divorce, forbidden divorce fight. So the husband wanted to get at his ex-wife, so he said in front of Beis Din that he was Makadish's daughter.
He didn't say to who?
He didn't say to who. So, they're terrible.
So whatever happened with that?
I don't know. It made a tumult and then it died down. I don't remember. I wasn't privy. Thank God I wasn't privy to the inside information. But,
the question with the name.
The question was on his name. The Shulah says the father's name on his daughter. The question is when there's a reason to suspect. All right, we move on to Sif Gimel Dalet and Hey. Gimel Dalet and Hey are the rules of a Kail. Except that we bump into it in the Gemara, we rarely ever deal with Kail. There are a couple of contemporary tshuvas about Kail which I want to get to. But what is a Kail? A Kail is a rumor. The first thing with Kail, I wanted to figure out if Kail, Bizman Azeh, with the internet, you know, a rumor, because it spreads, it's not a riot, it's true nowadays. So what I did is I went to Reitz HaChachman, I did a search for Kail and Bizmanenu. So I got to choose some cipher that was written about 1810. He says, Bizman Azeh, Kail changed. Today there's post offices, there's mail, word gets around. He writes like it's a chiddush. He says the furthest countries all have mail, and he's writing in 1810. The word gets around. He never dreamt it could take a few seconds for the word to get around, but that's what he's writing then. Although his case is a case he wants to be matur and aguna, he has certain serufim, he's mitzarif. That when Chazal said that the fact he never heard from the man is not a raya, he says, when people can contact other people, maybe it is a raya, that he disappeared. Somebody disappeared on a boat, Maim Shem Lem Saif. We really have to do two things. We have to learn what a kail is, and before we can talk about Bizman Azeh, we have to learn what's a kail, and then I did find a couple of tshuvas regarding Kail Bizman Azeh. For now, we'll define Kail shortly, which is defined in Siman Mem Vav. But first let's learn Sif Gimel, Dalet, and Hey talk about a Kail, or a rumor. We'll have to establish what constitutes a rumor, but let's just learn the words first. Yatza Kail. Shefleini Kayin Girish Asishtai. A Kail went out that Pleini the Kayin divorced his wife. Meaning his first this woman is a divorcee. Varia Sheves Tachtav. Here, Varia Sheves Tachtav, and she's still living with him. A Kohen went out that she's a grusha. Emoitzian miyadai lekala the basa nesuin a basa erisin lechashino. Nice rule. A Kohen is a question before you get married. Is a Kohen she's a grusha. That's the need. But kala the basa the suin, a basa eris in lechashinan, nachayachayshish for a kail that's after after the fact, after they're married, the mace v'nis is l'kayin achar teitzer. But if there's a kail that she's a grusha, now her first husband died, and now she marries a second kayin, now man is mutter, but the grusha is not, that's l'chatchila teitzer, says the Beishmol Zayin, the first white line, the gabe shein, you have a kail shel lifnei nisuin. The gabe, the second husband, this is a kail before the marriage. And he is, l'ch hashin l'las habonim erishin. What about the children from the first one? So why are we chayshish for the kail from the very first one? Kivan the merishin, loy mafkina. Since we don't make kalim the first one, aminan, some of them is a girish. Very strange words. Aminan, some is a girish. What are we saying? The room is about a get. Now, she's married. The first one's alive and well. We say, you're married already. We don't listen to a kail after marriage. Your children, they're kosher. The husband dies. She marries a second one. We say, oh, there's a kail, she's a grusha. How could it be? How could it be? Now, the first husband is dead already, but his children are alive. His children are kayinim, and you have to leave the second husband? So we say, the Shmei shows it's possible. It's possible. Sabbath Lamisa Girsha. Now, we have no reason to say Sabbath Lamisa Girsha. It sounds like he's saying it's sort of not a tarti de sasri. That's what he seems to be saying.
The call was
and the husband was still alive.
They were together.
It was not Sabbath Lamisa.
And that should kill the call.
That should destroy it. I would like to explain why this works. It's really, if we ignore the kail when they're married to the first one, how does the kail have a resurrection when you're going to the second one? So there's Avnei Beluim, Simim and Vav is the Simim on kail, and there's an Avnei Beluim in Simim and Vav Sivkot and Hay, who explains this using you say the sticker Rambam.
The Ksos.
The Avnei Beluim is the Ksos. Is the Ksos? I'm sorry, Beluim is the Ksos. Yeah. The Avnei Beluim, the Ksos was printed by Chayav in the Shev Shmaitza, and Avnei Beluim was printed by his son posthumously. And the Avnei Beluim has been accepted everywhere. It went through a very rocky period. The Ksos had a son who either was a maskil or was accused of being a maskil. You never know. But they accused him of being from the maskilim, and he's the one that put out the Avnei Beluim. Are you sure he was a maskil or he was a lot of maskilim from that generation today would be the Talmidei Chacham, you know. But there were rumors that he was a maskil for a long period of time. The Chassidim did not let the Avnei Beluim into the Batei Midrashim because they were chayshishim of being a maskil. And I think even maybe 40 years ago, it was still something the Chassidim stayed away from, the Avnei Beluim. But the Avnei Beluim has survived. It outlived the detractors of the Chepsa outlived the Gavra. You know, whatever was with his son, the Avnei Beluim today is accepted in the Paiskim everywhere. In other words, he may, where he was with God, I don't know, but with the Avnei Beluim, with his father, he was authentic.
Was there anything objectionable?
No, I never found anything in the Avnei Beluim. There was never an Avnei Beluim.
Even if he was a master.
Yeah, if he was honest in print and publishing.
There was a call about him.
There was a call about him, yeah. Okay. But Avnei Beluim brings a Rambam. It's a Gevaldik Rambam in Hilchos Sanhedrin, which is the end of the Rambam. It's a Perek Tzayin Halacha Vav. The Rambam says an incredible thing. He says the following. We all know, it's Aleph Beis, that you can't give someone Malkus unless you have two witnesses. Right? Without two Eidim, you can't give a person Malkus. Even if he doesn't have Eira, that's Nevela. He's Nevela. That's a Lav. Certainly can't give a person Misa. The Rambam says the following. Eid Echad Em B'Yisurim. What happens if an Eid Echad says, this is Nevela? Let's say he shechted, and he said, you know, on this one, I slipped. This chicken is Nevela. He's Neman. The shechted is Neman. It's B'Yadai, and he's Neman to say it's Nevela. He's an Eid Echad. He says it's Nevela. So in the factory, remember they put on a black plumber on the chicken, and that's a sign. If you ever get a chicken with a black plumber, I don't know if they have plumbers anymore, but if you ever get one with a black plumber, you're in trouble. We went to visit 30 years ago. We went to visit
Empire.
I took a few black plumbers in my pocket. I remember I was thinking of giving Dabashur's wife a black plumber. I say to put it on the chicken for Friday night, see if you notice. I didn't end up doing it because I was worried that afterwards she won't have no money to say I was just joking. But anyway, so the shechet says it's no good. That's eight echad. Then a man takes this and he's eating it. And two Adam give him asra. It's nevela. He says, "Af al pi kein," he eats it. The question is, do we give him malchus? Two Adam warned him, this is nevela, and you're not allowed to eat it. So they go to Bezin. So the guy says, "Give me malchus." Who says it's nevela? And Eid Echad said it's nevela. Can't give malchus al pi Eid Echad. So Rambam says, no. The Rambam says, he says, if the Eid Echad says this is the Vela, at a time that Eid Echad is Nemo Bisurim, it's before anybody's Chayav Malkus, if he says it's the Vela, then it's the Vela. And if later somebody eats it with Asraf to Eid, then he gets Malkus. If after he ate it, the Eid Echad says the Vela, then the Eid Echad is not believed. Now it's a capital case, now it's a case of punishment. But calls a man, it's Isser. The Rambam's lashon is, if the Eid Echad says, "Basa zu nevela, ayisha zu gerusha," she's nemenis. Eid Echad am bisurim. The Rambam holds that isurei lavim is not erva. Davar she'erva needs two witnesses. The Rambam says gerusha is to say someone's a gerusha is an issa lav. To turn her into grusha is like turning the chicken into nevela. You make the chicken also to eat. You're making the nevela, you make the woman also to a kain. The Rambam says that's an isser, isurim, eid echad hem b'isurim, and she's believed. Now, if she marries a kain, all the consequences follow. It's a beferish Rambam. However, of course, after somebody ate the nevela, now the Eid Echad is not going to be believed anymore. Says Davni Meluim, very geschmack. The koil is not two witnesses. The koil is like not more than Eid Echad. What's a koil? A koil is sort of an Eid Mepiye type of thing. They're not two witnesses. You don't give Nisa or Malkus. He says before the woman got married, it is a koil. She's a grusha. It's like an Eid Echad, she's a grusha. So koil if nei nisuin, you can't get married because that's beforehand. After a kayin married her, that's like saying it's nevela after someone ate it. After someone ate it, so then Eid Echad is not believed anymore. Now it's already a question. It sounds like you're saying now it's a question of einish or of take away us of a way. What?
When you continue eating the
that's what comes out
for
the
Lord. Well,
it sounds like you can keep on eating the nevela. Once the person ate it, then the Eid Echad not believed anymore. It sounds like he's saying that you can keep on eating it. That's a finish. This is how the Avnei Meluim. You follow? Avnei explains why a koil before marriage is a koil, because then it's an isser, it's dine isser. And a koil after marriage is already davar she'erva, and therefore it's already
it changes into
a davar she'erva. Something that I guess it is punishable by Malkus. Once it changes into that, it becomes something that needs two witnesses.
If koil, like
it's certainly not more than echad. What? Well, koil is Eid Mepiye. We'll see soon. I heard from him, you know, it's one of these things. So it's Eid Mepiye, which does not to Eidim. So the most it could be is Eid Echad. And even by Eid Echad, you believe before, you're not believed there. Very geschmack Avnei Meluim. The very geschmack of Pshat, while a kohel, why it's a technical reason. Otherwise, you feel like we all listen to a kohel after they're married already. We feel bad for them, you know, I guess. But that, no, he's saying it's a technical reason for it, and that's why it is. Now, the stipler in Ksubis in Siman Dalet, it is in his stipler on Ksubis. I'm sorry, Siman Zayin, his days. He changes slightly. Davne Mulum's Pshad, he bases it on a Lady Behud and Rav Chaim Eiser. He says the same idea, but he changes it a little. He says, when it says a man is kind to his wife, what does it mean she's nikness? Well, a man doesn't own his wife. Right? I always quote the Ritva's line. Remember the Ritva's line? The estimate for Gufay Kari. You go back to Ritva has a line on Daf, I think Tezvav. It says, "Ever every gufay kanoi." So somebody asked him, "What about a wife? Is gufay kanoi?" You see, he says, "A kinda odoin la'atzmai." He calls it when you get a wife. Kinda odoin la'atzmai means you're kinda a boss, right? So you don't own your wife. So what does it mean, nickness? In what way are they kinyanim? So he says the stipler brings that you only have a kinyan for the shibudim that they have, or one for the other. They are shibudim. When you get married, it's really a two-way street. They are shibudim. The truth is, the man owns the wife, so to speak, only the gabi ikishus, her right to remarry. I mean, it's a bailum, sort of, on her right to remarry. Ramesha learns it into the first Rashi in Kedushin. There's a strange Rashi. The first Rashi in Kedushin, the Isha Niknis, one word Rashi, Labaila. What does Rashi mean? Isha Niknis, Labaila, Mashash Rav. What does it mean, labayla? What does Rashi mean? So some say labayla, that we're not talking about a shofar kananis, but no, have a meaning, the Mishnah is talking about a shofar kananis. What does Rashi mean, labayla? So Ramesha learns, Pshat, in the Dibris Maisha, Ishadith labayla, meaning Hisha Niknis, the woman, the husband doesn't own his wife. It says labayla only for her Ishus, for her ability to get married, that a man has a kinyan in his wife. Getting back here, the stipler says, what's the difference between a kohel before Kiddushin and after? So the Rabbi Mulum told us that beforehand your Eid Echad is believed to make a woman a grusha, because at that point it's Isser. So kohel is also believed. Afterwards, what about after they're married? Like you said, they're going to be after B all the time. So the stipler learns that afterwards it's like Dinei Mamin. If someone's a muhzik in something, you need two Eidim, right? Apishtei Eidim Yaakov Dover is by Kiddushin, is by Erva, and really it's by Mamin, right? Apishtei Yaakov Dover is by Mamin, and we learn how to hekish to Erva. So here, it's like Mamin. He owns, so to speak, his wife, that she's Meshubid Loi for a number of things, including the Tashmish. So he's a Mozik. Once someone's a Mozik, an Eid Echad is not believed anymore. And now you need two Eidim. So really, whether you go with the Ami Meluim or the way the stipler says, they're both saying, a kohel before they get married is Dina Issa Behefter. A Echon is Neman, like on a piece of the veil, and A Echon is Neman on a grush. After they get married, and A Echon is not believed, Ami Meluim is saying, because it turns into a Dovish of Erva, a Dovish of the Malkis. The stipler is saying, you don't have to come on to that, it's because it turns into like a Dovish of the Mammon. You're taking away something from a person. The person already has it, and taking away something from a person that you can't do without two ways. Okay, so this is the lomdis of sivbeis of the dinim of a kohel. We haven't defined what a kohel is yet, but this is the. I think everyone agrees. And I know in yeshiva we always use the Rambam all the time without. I don't think that there's any significant disagreement with the rabbi. And the Eid Echad, the Isha is also believed, right? As a matter of fact, we learn out of Isha, we learn out of the Shiva Nikiyim, the Safra Allah, we learn out that Eid Echad and Bisurim, because she counts the Shiva Nikiyim and she's believed. So we learn that in Echad Misurim from Isha. Isha certainly believed.
According to Moshe the stipler, she's only that she can't marry someone else. And that's also Nimna Arayas, not Mamnis.
To marry someone is not Arayas, what, to go in the first place and marry? Well, because the stipler is saying more than Labaila. He's saying that there's a shibud latashmish. A woman is mishubit to her husband for the things that say. What? Asur lacherim also, but that's out iser in Eidecha is believed. The point is nothing to do with that. The stipler is saying if Eidecha's belief says Grusha, you can't marry her. So why should that believe the after marriage? So the stipler say because after marriage she's mishubedas to him. He takes something away from him that he owns and he has a right to. So that's what he said. That's how the stipler sort of spins the Avnei Maluim. That's his turn on the Avnei Maluim. Now, let's see. I just want to finish Kael this week, so I still want to talk about it. Let's do Sif Dalid. So Sif Beis was a Kael that the mere woman is a Grusha. Sif Dalid Yasek Kael Pleini Kayin because of Getla Ishtai. There's a Kael that a man divorced his wife. But he wasn't... The Kael said... Kosav getla ishtai. What does Kosav mean?
He wrote.
Now, in Loshin b'nei Adam, a geshuvin aget, even today in Yiddish, a geshuvin aget usually means he executed a divorce. So it goes back to the time of the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch. Yatzakayo, plenty Kosav getla ishtai. In Kairim b'yisim b'akum l'nisinaz get ksiva. If the slang for giving a get is ksiva, avagad l'ksiva, Lechuda nami karuksiva, even though they call writing also to be writing. Habakili yatzakar pleiti girishishtai. It's interesting. That's called the kail pleiti girishishtai. Vimei kail lesinas gaksiva echayshishin. What about today? Do we say in English? We don't say wrote a get. We say gave a get. Maybe in Yiddish there's they may say geschriven, but people say geschriven the chavetz, right? They mean he sold the chavetz, or he made a shliach sell the chavetz. They say geschriven. In Yiddish it sounds like geschriven is somehow what? Is he actually write it? Okay, you can't also write, but it means it was written and executed. And okay, so that's Sif Dalit. Sif Hay is the third Sif on Kail. Yatza Kael al Isha Shediskachov in his Garsha. A double whammy. We thought this woman was never married, and now there's a Kael that she got married and she got divorced. You know, both. Chayshish and Lakael la Isra Lakayan. Even though she's now Becheskes Heter, she's not Mekudeshes, still before the Kael, still, Chayshish with a Kael la Isra Lakayan, but Davka she Yatza Kael Balay Amasla. That's dafka. One of the rules of kail is that's without an excuse. Amasla means an explanation. Avam yatsa im amasla kagan shiatsa kail shekitsha a girsha al tanai. But if the kail itself has an excuse, like the kedushin, the girsha was on a condition, oisha zarkla kedushin, or he threw kedushin to her, or he threw a get safik kar of law, the Gemara's case. The kail has an asterisk to it, has a but, if there's a masla on the get, but the kedushin, the rumor says, is a good kedushin, so the part of the kail that has no amasla with chayshish for, the kedushin, she's also to everyone until the man dies. But we're not chayshish for the kail of gerishin to ask to a kail. Davkish yotza amasla in my kail. It can't be a cover up. It has to be when the kail came out, it came out with the explanation. Avalim yotza kail borer. At first the kail said she's divorced. Ula achaz man yotza ha amasla. And then the excuse came out. Einim avatelis ha kail. The excuses come later. That's not mevatel the kail. Imachak is barish. Oh yeah, kail sheker. If Bezin can uncover that the kail was manufactured, that it was sheker, so Bezdin, if a loya shama masla mevatla noisai, Bezdin mevatla means not that they actually, Bezdin puts effort into countering the kail, b'chol kail shalai huzeh b'bezdin, ein a kail lachashlai, a very important line. You hear this? Kol kail shalai huzeh b'bezdin, ein a kail. So everyone's talking, but Bezdin, it was never brought to Bezdin, we're not chayshishrit. And we still have a Ramah, but I want to explain why we never heard of a kail today. In order For something to be a Kael, it says a Siman Mem Vav. Kael doesn't mean a rumor. Everyone's saying, did you hear? Did you hear? You know, that's like telephone. The rumors change as it goes on. But it says a Siman Mem Vav is to be a Kael, there has to be a trail. Pliny heard it from him. He heard it from him. In other words, you have to go to Bezdin. Has to be a Kael Shehosik for Bezdin. Kael Shehosik for Bezdin means that Bezdin calls in, who'd you hear the rumor from? That guy. They call him in. Who'd you hear it from? That guy. They call him in. Bezdin traces the trail to names, but so if they verify it with the original, then there's nothing to talk about. Even if they get the names of the originators, the one who say, we saw the get, and the Hochul of Medina Sayyam, and we can't get a hold of them, that's called the verified get. That's called Eid Mepi'ed. Eid Mepi'ed means people are standing in front of us saying, I heard it from Pliny. And they identify who Pliny is. Now, Pliny is a Medina Sayyam. If Pliny would be here, we'd call him in. If Pliny is a Medina Sayyam, so then that's called the cut.
Pliny has to be the first.
The first. You have to trace the first. Now they call it the woman, it says in Memvav, and they ask the woman, is this rumor true? If she says it's true, even if later either she retracts or Bezdin finds that's not true, that's called Shavya Nafshi Chaticha Nisura. Once she says Bezdin that it's true, so Shavya Nafshi, even if we don't know, we didn't trace the Kael back. A woman who says in Bezdin, she's a grusha. If she says it out in the street, she's allowed to give an excuse why she said it. But if she says it in Bezdin, or even not in Bezdin, people come to her and they say, look, we want to say testimony. Atamedai. She tells it's a grusha. So then that's a binding thing, and that has a din of a kail. So therefore, the kail, the whole aspect of kail today, is not practical. Today, there's no community Bezdin. There's a Kael that say, oh, let's investigate. Investigate. Today, if two sides want a Bezdin, they get a Bezdin. There's no sitting community Bezdin that there's a Kael and they're going to investigate the Kael. It just doesn't exist in today's times. And therefore, you'll almost never have a Kael. I do want to tell you one or two tshuvas about Kaels, about a Kael. Abba Yashiv has a tshuva about a woman who, this is the way the tshuva is, it's a chelik dalit. It was originally published in Yeshua and Yitzayin, I think, as a chelik dalit of the collected tshuva. So Abba Yashiv, tshuva kufya dalit. It was about a woman who was megayer in 1946 in Europe. Right after the war, she was Megayer. They're not clear if she was Megayer Masafi, Megayer Vade, it's not Megayer. She was Megayer in 1946. She came to Eretz Yisrael. She got married in 1955 and had a daughter. In 57, she applied for Israeli citizenship. And they said, where's your Ksav Geiris? Ksav Geiris, you know, 1946, the world was upside down. She didn't have a Ksav Geiris. So the government refused, the rabbinah refused to recognize her as a Jew. So in 57, she had a second Geirus, and her baby, her now 1-year-old baby, went through Geirus of a Ketana as well. Because if her Geirus of 46 was good, so the baby's a born Jew. However, if the Geirus of 46, you can't prove the Geirus of 57 is good, then she's divorced. What? She doesn't say the truth. Well, you do a Geirus. It must have been religious, I assume.
Baby should be married to a
couple. So this is what happened in 57. Now, fast forward to 77. This little baby, who was 1 year old, was in her 20s, and she's engaged to a Kayan. And the Kayan says, you're a Geir. She says, Geir? I was born Jewish. Right about that Geirus of 46? And he says, Geirus was in 57. So, Yashiv is Dan of Kael. Is a Kael that she's a Geiris. A Kael out there that she's a Geiris. And he's being Dan, apparently, he's trusting the 46 Geiris. But everyone talked about it, that she's a Geiris. She had Geiris in 57.
She brought it back, and she was...
But there's a car there. Now there's a car. She has her documents, whatever it is. She has, it wasn't Bezin. Geiris is always a Bezin, right? The rabbinate forced her to do it again. We said a Geiris is a Bezin. Geiris is always...
So that
makes it worse, not better. That makes it worse, not better. It's getting Bezin, it's worse, right?
So...
I don't know. I wasn't there, but that's the story. It wasn't proven. The question is: there's a car that she's a Irish. She's a Qatar who had a. So apparently, he was ready to accept the first game, and you know, the child didn't have a cheskes of soul. The mother might have a cheskes guy. The child was born after the 46 game. She was born with the suffix, and apparently, because his need idea is on the coil. So Rabbi Yashiv interestingly says that v'chayshish for a kail, he says v'chayshish for a kail by suffik eshesish, by suffik psula l'kayin. Even though here we are chayshish a kail, he says it's more kulidik, and he's makel there. Based on the fact that it's a koel with an amasla. It's a koel with a story that went along with it. And he ends a very interesting nekuda. He says, how are you megayir a ketana? How a ketana can have geiris? The zachin la'adam shalai b'fanav, right? But it's a zachin la'adam. He says, for this girl, this geiris was not a schus. It made her a surah l'kayim. So it wasn't a schus for her. Haschas would be to just go with the 46. So what's the 57 kail agabe har? It's a kail that she had a geiris of a katana. The geiris of a katana then was not a solid geiris, and therefore he writes a lashon that bezer should be mevatel the kail. That's his lashon. Not sure how that works, but he passed in lakula in a case which is almost identical to here. But you know, it was before marriage, and he would, because there was a kail with an excuse, and it was a kail of the solav, and his cheshbon of schia. He goes to the tshuva, right? He has three cheshbonos, and at the end he was mad to her. So this is a case, I guess, of a kail b'zman hazed, a case of a kail with something of suffig geiris. The Shaila, of course, comes to my case where we did a suffik geiris on this woman in here in Flatbush, a young lady who discovered that her mother was adopted. She discovered that her mother was adopted from a Connecticut board of families, Jewish board of family services in West Hartford, Connecticut, and she was adopted with no documentation as to her Jewishness. And we ended up doing a geiris masafik, and the shaila became whether she's mutter to a kayin, muteris to a kayin or not. So here it was different. Here the geiris was done bitzina. There's no kayol that it was dafka done bitzina. She was already, well, when she came to me, she was already 18 years old, and it was a regular frum family. She had at that time a brother in Sher Yashiv learning in yeshiva. And then she had some siblings that were younger, and she had to do a geiris. She wasn't doing a public geiris. And as a matter of fact, she came from the Sfaradim, who don't even marry geirim in the Syrian community. So she did, I mentioned once, I went to Abba Yashiv to figure out if she needs a geiris, but at the end we did a geiris l'chumrah. So there, at the end, we felt she should be muteris to a kayin, because there was no kayin, it was no bitzina. We had a bezin of three. I took Reb Chaim Cohn and Moshe Tov Yaliv. The three of us made a bezin to do a geiris. Once she did a geiris, her mother did a geiris already. Her brother did a geiris already. You know, if we were charged by the geiris, we would have made a windfall. But at the end, they all did a geiris because it was done bitzina. So since done bitzina, there's no issue of a kail. And whatever the fact, the circumstance of the case was, I mean, I tell you, she definitely didn't need a geiris because Rive people who were given to the Jewish Board of Family Services in the early 1950s were Jews. The Rabbani needed two Rives, it's a little complicated. It was a Geris Lechobra. And at the end, I mentioned to you, I got to Rebel Yashiv, and then when I wanted to go back to him, he was already sick. And at the end, we surmise that Rabbi Yosef would have been Mekel, based on what he had written. And Rabbi Ruvain is very involved with Geiris, also says she's Materas Tekayin. So at the end, we matter to a Kayin. At the end, she did marry a Kayin anyway. Hopefully she has one marriage in her last a lifetime. But at the end, you know, I was at the wedding, but our kapara of this Rabbi Yosef's tshuva is a kail tshuva, this not Azam. The moral of the story is, the best thing is to keep things quiet. That's all. Whatever you do, just don't talk about it. Keep it quiet. We gave her a shtar that she had a geiris lefomra, and mizehu. So this is all going to learn about kail. We go back to more practical cases of kail. Oh, the Ramah. Remind me to do the Ramah.